talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you as by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. I've been practicing to say Happy Thursday because I feel like it's Monday. But, happy Thursday and Happy New Year's. And today's January the 2nd, and we're well off into 2025. I think it's going to be an interesting year. Let's check out some temperatures in the listening area. Let's go all the way down to, let's start up northwestern Oklahoma today instead of southwestern. 43 at Beaver, 43 at the May Ranch, 42 at Cherokee, 45 at Watonga, 47 at Eric, Hollis is 46. Granville and Tipton, you're at 51 degrees. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, 45 degrees at Lipscomb, 50 at Dozer, 48 at Wellington, and 51 at Odell. Oh, so everybody make it through the day, all right? Me and the boss, Gabe, we went cut firewood yesterday over there at Sugar Daddy's Ranch over there by Dale High yesterday, and he's sick today. He just couldn't handle the workload that the old man Jimmy put on him yesterday cutting firewood. I hope he gets to feeling better, though. The crud's going around, that's for sure. Every day I've talked to somebody different, been sick with something, so it's going around. So everybody just take care of themselves. Need to get all well, because next week our weather pattern is going to change. FYI, get your little heaters out in your well houses, get your hoses drained, get everything prepared. You've had November, December, and now a little bit of January to get prepared for the cold weather. But I think it's going to hit, and looks like it could hit with a little bit of vengeance once they get their weather pattern figured out what's going on. I'll be honest with you. I think I was in bed by 8 or 8:30 New Year's Eve. I didn't see the ball drop. I randomly looked on my phone to see how the football games were going, and just this and that. And I want to send out prayers down in New Orleans and out in Vegas for people whose lives have been destroyed by acts of, I guess, terrorism, if you want to call it, but stupidity, I call it. I hope, I guess they've both been caught. They're both gone, but just no sense in all this violence, worthless violence, just running over people with a truck. And I don't know. So everybody keep the families of those people that were hurt and died in those stupid acts of terrorism in their thoughts and stuff. It'd be greatly appreciated. What else is going on? I got a lot going on the next few weeks. And coming up January 9th, next week, I'll be at Oklahoma City at the Cattlemen's Congress. That same day as the Angus Bull Sale. I'll be up there doing the show. And then coming up January 17th, I'll be in Stillwater doing my show at the OSU PDC Conference, which is in Stillwater. It's the National Agriculture Communicators of Tomorrow Professional Development Conference. You guys remember my old sidekick, Jill Metter, come on and talked about that here a few weeks ago, or actually probably longer than that. But anyway, I was invited to come up and by her and do my show from up there. So they'll be surprised when I get there. It's like, he's what you don't need to do. So I'm going to help him. I'm going to be the not what to do guy out there. Nah, just kidding. It's going on. All right, write this down on your calendar in Beckham County, January 14th. At the Beckham County Activity Center at 6 o'clock, a meal will be served. It's going to be a meeting to talk about forming the Beckham County Prescribed Burn Association. Hey JC, what's up? I got clothes just like that. It's cool. Well, Kalima's been out duck hunting. So January 14th at the Beckham County Activity Barn at 6 o'clock, meal will be served. Be a meeting first. Talk about starting up the Beckham County Prescribed Burn Association. Very, very important meeting. Everybody come that's interested in helping doing prescribed burns in Beckham County. It's going to be super important. All right, let's see here. Nothing really went on overnight in our big world of agriculture because of the New York, the New Year's Day holiday. Grain markets are closed. It was closed until 8:30 this morning, so nothing major going on up there. Only thing that come out over the news overnight is Argentina's grain exchange on Friday edged its corn planting area estimate while trimming the pegged soybean area for the 24-25 season. The corn crop is now seen covering 6.6 million hectares, up from a prior estimation of 6.3 million. The soybean planting area, meanwhile, is now seen at 18.4 million, and that's a reduction of 200,000 from the prior estimates. And then weather in our ag belt. This morning, there's a purple stripe cutting across the center of Iowa, whatever that means, on the map on the National Weather Service website, indicating several counties are under a winter weather advisory. A band accumulating snow is occurring over west central Iowa. The National Weather Service has also issued six different weather advisory impacting parts of the state and snow accumulation. Illinois and Indiana are bracing for snow as well. Let's see here. Man, that's about it. In Washington, it looks like on the West Coast, some areas are getting rain in their farming region, but other than that, pretty quiet, just kind of chilly. I was 18 degrees yesterday morning at the house. Yeah, I got a little cold around the house. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Coming up at 12:30, I'm going to have Marcus Thibodeau, who is the WMA manager of Pack Saddle, Ellis County, and helps out with the Black Kettle Grasslands. And we're not going to be, well, we probably end up talking but about it. We're not going to be talking hunting or quail populations or turkey. You know, he is the Oklahoma turkey whisperer. But we're going to be talking about the new addition to the Crawford Volunteer Fire Department. So don't go anywhere for that. That'll be pretty interesting. We're going to be talking about chickens and eggs today also. If you guys noticed the price of eggs at the grocery store lately, they're not cheap. I think in our area at the grocery stores, a dozen eggs, $6 now. And this is not a good time for eggs to be going up on. It's not a good time for eggs to be going up, period. But I think the bird flu is taking its effect on the market. And plus, like, you know, I'll just go to my neighbor and get some eggs. Well, this is not a good time of the year to be going buying eggs off your neighbors because their sun is really limited. And daylight, that's what I meant, was really limited. So there are not a lot of eggs being produced out in the backyards right now. And what else is going on? We're going to talk about that. We're going to go ahead. Let's go ahead and take an early break. When I come back, I'll have your Lipscomb Grain Market Lipscomb Dealership's Grain Market Update. And all right, today's happy hour is brought to you by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, aka Roger Mills County Oklahoma Farm Bureau. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TOR to get up to a $5 per gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TOR to get up to a $5 per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TOR.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 16th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sale of elite genetics, something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattlemen's luncheon January 9th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemenscongress.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. McLean, Texas, 52 degrees, humidity's 37, dew point is 26. The wind's out of the northwest at 9. Gust up to 12 right now. Peak wind gust today, 22 miles an hour. No month-to-date precipitation so far. Imagine that. It's 2 days in the month, and you don't have any rain yet. Sub-freezing minutes, 545. No red flag minutes. 8-inch soil temperature is 46 degrees. Want to give a big shout-out on Facebook to Ruby and Rosie. They're watching with their grandma right now. Let's see here. Let's do the Lipscomb dealerships grain market update here real quick. Let me refresh it. I don't know why it's not automatically refreshing anymore, and you're not talking to no Einstein here on the computer. So all right, March corn 458, up a quarter. May 466, up three quarters. Soybeans January 1002, up four. March is 10.11, up 1 1/4. Soybean meal January 3.12.40, up 4.80. March 3.20.40, up 3.50. Soybean oil January 40.15, up 37. Hard red winter wheat March 5.53, down 5 3/4. May 5.62, down 5 1/4. Cotton for July next, not that next year, it is this year, 70.99, up 49. Energies, West Texas Intermediate crude oil, February 73.32, up $1.60. March is 72.71, up 146. Natural gas, February 3.67, up 3. An hour ago, they were in the green. Now they're in black. Something's happened. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are all in the red now. Meats look pretty decent. February, live cattle, 193.25, up 165. April, 195.80, up 152. Feeders for January, 265.72, up 270. March, 265.55, up 257. Lean hogs, February, 81.42, up 12. April, 86.77, up 20. And there you have it. All right. Let's talk about some eggs. I seen something over yesterday or day before on Fox News, and I thought I wanted just a conversation going on here. So let's check this out. Is a cracked egg ever safe to eat? You guys ready? With the high price of eggs right now, I think in our area, like I said earlier, $6 for a dozen. With the high price of eggs right now, it can be disheartening to open the carton at home and see that one or two of the eggs have cracked, either in transit or on the way back from the grocery store, or for some unknown cause in the fridge. Egg production in the U.S. has dropped 4% in November as price of eggs and case of bird flu continued to rise across the country, according to a report from the USDA. But what can be done with cracked eggs? Is all hope lost? What do you guys think? An egg expert shared some egg expertise on the subject. Basically, it comes down to when the egg was cracked. Lisa Steele, the author of Fresh Eggs Daily and the Maine based backyard chickens expert, she said, Steele said that she wouldn't use an egg that I found cracked in a carton I had bought in the store, as a consumer has no idea how long it's been sitting there broken. It's also important to check eggs for cracks before purchasing them. I see it all the time. When I'm in a grocery store, which is very rare, I see people over and getting eggs and they open them up and they check every one of them. So they're doing their job. The shell of an egg, along with the egg's membrane, protect the egg from harmful bacteria such as Salmonella. I knew I'd get that out. But if you know that you just cracked the egg by accident, then I would cook that one up and call it good, she said. During wintertime, eggs from backyard coops are more susceptible to cracking due to the cold temperatures. For Steele personally, she said she would use an egg that she recently accidentally cracked, but only if it has an intact membrane. The membrane protects the egg from bacteria. You can just crack an egg into a small bowl, cover it with plastic wrap or a lid, and use it within a couple of days, making sure you cook it fully at least 160 degrees. But if the membrane is broken, it is not safe for humans to eat, said Steele. It is, however, still good for the compost bin. The calcium in the shell is good for the soil. The Department of Agriculture shared similar guidance on its website. Bacteria can enter eggs through the cracks in the shell. Never purchase cracked eggs, says the USDA. Eggs that crack during the cooking process, such as hard boiling, are safe. Note at the USDA, those cracked eggs do not need to be thrown away. Also, remember that all eggs should be thoroughly cooked, said the same source. While eggs have historically been considered a health food, the FDA now classifies them as a healthy, nutrient-dense food, according to a new proposed rule. The update on the results of changes in new nutrition science and dietary recommendations, according to the agent. So, pretty interesting. I can tell you, I'm sorry, just me. I cannot handle over easy, under easy, over the top, flip it once, fried hard. My eggs gotta be scrambled. They need to be really dry. I had a bad experience in Iraq with eggs, and I've never been so sick in my life and still remember how that sickness. So scramble them up dry for old Jimmy. And that's the way I got to have them. Okay. So got another, well, see here. Oh, I did. Hang on here a second. There we go. Nope, that's not it. Oh my gosh. Hang on. Let me go back to this deal. I lost my place. Bear with me a second here. I lost my next deal on eggs. All right, here we go. I found it. We're going back to it. 5 egg myths dispelled by an expert, plus tips for every egg lover. Lisa Steele, lady I was just talking about, of Fresh Eggs Daily, addresses 5 common myths about eggs. Based in Maine, Steele has raised chickens for years and also has ducks and geese on her farm. Number 1, eggshell colors does not indicate nutritional value. Eggs don't have any more or less nutritional value depending on their shell color, Steele says. The shell color is dedicated to the breed of chicken that lays it. Different chickens have different pigments that apply on the eggshell. The actual eggs themselves, she said, are pretty much the same nutritional. Number 2, not all eggs need to be refrigerated. While eggs are purchased at a grocery store in the United States do have to be refrigerated, eggs have a natural defense against bacteria and moisture. Just before an egg is laid, the hen puts an invisible covering on it called the bloom, she said. The bloom protects the eggs, but by law, commercial farmers in the U.S. have to wash that off. So now, at this point, the egg is vulnerable, and now it needs to be refrigerated. In Europe and a lot of other parts of the world, they collect eggs and leave them, and then they don't need to be refrigerated. Unwashed eggs, like ones from backyard chickens or small non-commercial farms, do not have to be refrigerated. It is easy to tell if an egg is still fresh, Steele said. Simply pour a glass of water and drop the egg in it. I didn't know this. If the egg sinks to the bottom, they're still good. But any floaters should be probably tossed. I just learned something on Today in Ag. So if your egg drops to the bottom, it's good. I did not know that. Let's see here. Number 3, know the truth about making deviled eggs. It's a myth that older eggs are necessary when making a deviled egg, Steele says. When older eggs can be easier to peel, older eggs also contain much more air than the newer eggs, which leads to misshaping hard-boiled egg. Misshaped, how about that? Using older eggs for deviled eggs is the worst advice because you do want a nice egg-shaped egg. Instead of hard-boiling eggs for deviled eggs, she says steam them. I steam them in a steamer basket over simmering water, same amount of time, and then put them in ice water that makes the shell come off. This will make the peeling process so much easier, even for brand new eggs. Number 4, there's a difference between cage-free and pasture-raised. Cage-free and pasture-raised are not the same thing. When you're at a grocery store, if you look for pasture-raised eggs, that's really the gold standard. Cage-free has kind of become a buzzword that everybody looks for. Just because a chicken is not raised in a cage does not mean that it wasn't treated well, she said. They're still in a huge warehouse, so you want pasture raised. You know that the chickens are out in the sun, they're enjoying life, and the eggs are more nutritious. Chickens in a pasture, she said, are rummaging around in the dirt and the grass and eating weeds and all kinds of other stuff. The eggs from pasture-raised chickens have less cholesterol and more nutrients, she said. The last one here before we go to break. Eggs are not just for breakfast. Eggs are not only for breakfast. They can be eaten at any time of the day. Eggs are really good for you. They're a complete protein. They contain tons of nutrients, every nutrient needed for life except for vitamin C. Eggs, added steel, are still relatively inexpensive compared to other types of protein. So for dinner, instead of cooking a chicken or whatever, cooking eggs is really quicker. Clean out the fridge, throw in some extra vegetables, and you cook for the night before, and different types of meat and cheese. And it's a really great way to clean up the fridge and have a pretty well-rounded dinner on the table pretty fast. So there's your Jimmy's Egg Tip of the Week. Did you learn anything? I did. I had no clue about how to tell if the egg's good or bad. Maybe that's why I got sick in Iraq. So remember that. If the egg drops in the bottom of a glass of water, drops to the bottom, it's still good. If it's float, you need to put it in the trash. Whatever you do with them. Give it to the outside feral cats. Whatever. Just get rid of it. Don't eat it. All right, let's take a break. Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we come back, I have Mr. Marcus Thibodeau on from the Crawford Fire Department, Volunteer Fire Department up in, that's still in Roger Mills County. Yeah, I tried to think that was south of the river. Be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards. Anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers, or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest Tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest Tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 16th. 1,549 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 510 brought 327. 5 at 533 brought 330. 10 at 616 brought 306. 24 at 664 brought 279. 7 at 802 brought 227. 26 at 803 brought 257. 9 at 968 brought 236. 8 head of heifers at 444 brought 295. 5 at 484 brought 308. 8, 12 at 547 brought 278, 6 at 558 brought 259, 8 at 629 brought 254, 6 at 869 brought 222, 7 at 956 brought 219, butcher cows were 90 to 136, butcher bulls brought 99 to 157, bred cows were 1300 to 2000, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here we go. Here's your forecast for northwestern Oklahoma, your ag weather forecast. Buffalo, 44 degrees. Dew points, 29. Humidity's at 55. The winds are calm. 10-day rain total, 0.06 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 42 degrees. Sunset at 5:33, becoming sunny today. 51 for a high. Going to have to hurry. Tonight, 21. It's going to get a little chilly up there. And tomorrow, looks like the winds are going to be calm and mostly sunny and high of 46 degrees. On the phone with me right now is my favorite person from the French Quarters, Mr. Marcus Thibodeau. What's up?
How's it going?
Oh, it's just going. Everybody sending me messages. Quit talking about eggs. You're making me hungry. And then I call you and he'll, you go, I'm hungry thinking about what you were just talking about. What the hell?
Yeah, those deviled eggs hate to see me coming.
So, I actually thought I read that whole story before I talked about it today, but I missed the floating egg deal. So,
yeah, I never knew that.
Marcus, we might get into some wildlife here in a little bit. First of all, I seen your post the other night in the Crawford Fire Department. And for all you people who don't know where Crawford is, it's south of the Pack Saddle Bridge on the Roger Mills County side, and then back west headed to Durham. Did I get the directions right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm right.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. Well, you guys got a new fire truck. Tell us about
it.
It's cool.
We were pretty
fortunate. Bad.
It was much needed, and we were able to get it through being awarded some competitive grants that we wrote and prepared in-house, and a few donations that came in, like from Mewburn Oil Company, and of course, you know, the amazing support that we get from everybody that's around Crawford and Roger Mills County. So,
right,
it's awesome to have a piece of equipment like that. It's a 2023 extended cab F-350. We're able to get it brand new, take it down to Duncan at Alpha One Trucks and have them custom build it for us. So it is it's ready to go. It won't just be a parade truck. We're ready to use it when we need to.
Okay, and where did you get that truck from?
Barbara Dyson.
Oh, cool. Here in Elk City? Yeah.
Yep, yeah. We were able to get it through there with you know, all the grant stipulations and stuff like that. It was quite the process. So.
Right.
But definitely worth it. You know, when it comes to fighting fire and fire trucks and stuff like that, it's the cost has, you know, gotten really high just like everything else. But we were extremely confident in looking for a new fire truck to replace some old ones. And our guys do such an amazing job working on the fire trucks and keeping them running and keeping them top of the line. So it was something we were really focused on.
Right. What, that truck was probably, if I was guessing, what, 150?
Yeah, ballpark, it would have been roughly, you know, in that area. And, you know, fortunately for us, with these grants and the donations, it came out to, you know, a zero realized cost of the department. So extremely fortunate for all that support.
Okay, that Alpha One down at Duncan, because I think there's a couple companies in Oklahoma that do trucks like that. What's their story? What's Alpha One's story?
That's fire trucks built by firefighters. Some of the guys that were building this truck had been up here to help on some of the large wildfires that we've had. So they knew what kind of terrain and what kind of job we were putting in front of this truck. And it's really nice to learn from them some of the custom things that they do, and, you know, with these newer trucks, protecting the wiring and all of that stuff, and it's about as top of the line as you can get, really. So for our fire department to evolve from when it started, and this is a true story, when the fire department started at Crawford, the guys told me that they would literally fill up a 55-gallon drum with water and just pick up people, and they would go dunk gunny sacks in that barrel and actually fight the fire swatting at it with gunny sacks.
When was this?
Back when the fire department started in 1981.
Okay, I was going to see if you knew what year it was.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not that long ago, really.
No.
So to see the fire department come from starting like that to now getting, you know, brand new top-of-the-line equipment for our guys to use when they're protecting the community is pretty cool to be a part of.
Well, yeah, because 1982 is when I got on the Foss Fire Department over at Foss. And then I think it was 82 or 83 before I actually got my certification by going to those schools over at the Clinton Fire Department and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's a long time ago. Not really, though.
No, not when you think about the what was available back then versus what they were using to fight fire with.
Yeah, because we had an old fire truck. We went out on a grass fire there on Modell Highway between basically Foss Lake and Clinton over there. Big old grass fire, and there's a lot of houses out there on that highway. And we went out there to help them. And of course, our fire truck was PTO driven, and we were zipping across there, you know, spraying water on the fire going across there, and she vapor locked. Guess what happens when you vapor lock with a PTO truck?
Oh man,
it wasn't cool. That's all I can tell you. One of those Clinton guys on one of their rigs come over and saved our butt. So we climbed up on top of the fire truck and laid down. I mean, that's how hot that fire was.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, these trucks, it doesn't take very many fires for them to start showing some wear and tear. I mean, you're abusing them pretty hard, so.
Speaking of that, so you got a 2023 Ford, but I've seen different areas or pictures or stories on social media, whatever, talking about these newer vehicles with all this computer crap and all this other stuff was giving them some fits. What about you guys' truck? Did these guys down there at Alpha One, did they take that all out of the equation?
Well, and we went with gas instead of diesel just for the weight of the truck, and you eliminate some of that with the debt, not having to deal with all the death and things like that. So, I mean, it should be good to go, but, you know, there's only one way to find out, and that's with getting some scratches on it and seeing, but I'd put us up against anybody with the skill that we've got behind the wheel and on the back of the truck. So we do some pretty, I think they call it cowboying when we go fight those fires. But
you go western.
Yeah, that's it, western. But we take care of our trucks. I mean, our guys are always making sure our trucks are just top of the line. We're super fortunate with that. I hear from other fire departments the cost that they take in on the maintenance and repairs, and we're able to do just about all of it in-house with the guys that we've got, so it's a huge help.
Oh, yeah, that's a major. The fire departments of Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle, because that's the only ones that I can speak for, so I'm not downplaying any of the other fire departments. I think they're the best of the best.
Yeah, we fight really fast, intense fires that are really just unique to this part of the world, and it takes a different kind of, you know, equipment and mindset when you go in there. So this truck is going to be a huge asset to not just the Crawford Fire Department, but anywhere we might take this truck when we go on our mutual aid or task forces and stuff like that.
Well, speaking of, before we get to that, what's capacity on that tank? What do you got in the reserve there on the back of that truck as far as water?
It's got a 300-gallon tank on it, and one of the unique things that we did that you usually only see on bigger trucks is the fuel for the pump and everything runs off of the truck. So, you know, when you get into these large wildfires like we seem to be having every year, we're no longer having to pull out and go back and fill that motor up. You know, our only limiting factor now is just on the water in the tank. So
if you run out of gas in the truck, you're screwed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if you run out of gas, you're completely out of gas. So.
yeah, but that still makes more sense. I mean, you guys are always going in getting water. You'll have plenty of fuel, and you know, it shouldn't be that big a deal. Had somebody here wanted me to give a shout out to the Kelton Volunteer Fire Department. I bet you never worked with them, have you?
I might have. There's no telling with some of these big fires.
All right, let's go a step beyond. You guys, Crawford Fire Department, you guys have seen quite a bit since I know of, since what, 17? Is that the Laverne fire? Am I right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Ray fire back in 16, 17, whenever that happened.
Yep.
We've had the big Durham fire that was, you know, 40,000 acres in Oklahoma. The smokehouse fire just last year. Oklahoma and Texas, over 1 million acres. I mean, we used to think that big fires like, you know, that 10,000, 20,000 plus acreage would be maybe a once-in-a-lifetime kind of event, and it's kind of being the trend till we are seeing some every year, so.
Well, do you have any recommendations to landowners that actually live out on the ranch? Because, you know, like up there where you guys are, there's some big ranches out there. Do you got any recommendations if we do get into another wildfire, what they could be doing right now to prepare themselves?
Oh, well, you know, they have that ag defense class that they put on that to prepare landowners. If you get some time, go check one of those out. You know, right now we're getting into prescribed fire season is coming up. You were talking about the Prescribed Burn Association in Beckham County. That's some of the best ways to, you know, for us to stop wildfires. If we know where those prescribed burns have been happening, it lessens the impact or the severity of wildfires, and you know, reduces the chances of them. You know, the worst thing we hate to see when we're driving around is that a wildfire is running towards a lot of, you know, rank blue stem with cedar trees in it. So.
Yeah, them cedar trees. I'm sorry. I couldn't stand it if I had a bunch of cedar trees on my land, and I'm not downplaying people that do, but it just, I would look out there every day, and probably, and it's probably saved me a lot of allergy medicine if those cedar trees wasn't around.
Oh, and even if you're not worried about a wildfire for some reason, you know, every square inch that you have cedar trees is grass you're missing out on.
Water usage.
Water. Yeah, water getting sucked out of the ground. So there's nothing good that comes out of them.
Okay, let's talk a little bit before, towards the end of our conversation here. Let's talk about prescribed burns. Of course, with all these wildfires we've been having since 16 and 17, the major ones, I mean, we had some before, but I mean, with social media and TV and all this, it's blown up. I think it scares some people, but on prescribed burns, because you're probably one of the elite of Western Oklahoma as far as prescribed fires, because you manage so much wildlife management area. Why should people not be nervous about having a prescribed burn done on their property?
Well, the first thing to realize is just the name of it. You know, you have a prescription of when you do that burn, and that is to make it safe. The weather, all those variables, you're only doing it when it's the best and the safest time to be doing a prescribed fire.
Right.
And, you know, the big... I'll push this all the time. You know, the prescribed burn associations are a great way to get into it. You get to go and build on the experience of other people, be a part of some before you want to do your own. I've taken private landowners and shown them how I prepare for prescribed fires on some of the wildlife areas. And as long as you just, you know, stay on, treat it serious, it is a serious thing, but when you put all the variables in your favor to make it a safe thing, very rarely do you have anything go wrong.
Right. I've seen it, hang on here a second. I was on the prescribed burn page a while ago, and it had so like last year, the Oklahoma Prescribed Burn Association, which is the big over Oklahoma, they had 591 prescribed fires. 133,000 acres were burned. Average burn size was 226. Number of PBAs reporting, 22. Number of Oklahoma counties, 40. The Eastern Red Cedars present on these burns was 79%. Escape fires occurred on burns was only 3% of 591 fires. And it wasn't nothing major. You know, they got it back under there, you know. 0.01% involved insurance claims. Any lawsuits? Zero. That's a pretty good track record from 2015 to 2020.
Yeah, and, you know, when you plan those fires, you're planning for what you're going to do if an escape does happen. So it's not like it just happens and takes off and nobody knows what to do. There's always, you know, a set plan for if this fire escapes, you know, here's our protocol to go through it and try to mitigate it.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking to some of the guys that are going to be coming to this one in Beckham County at Sayre on January 14th. You know, some of those guys personally got some really high-dollar drones, and you talk about using the drones to go around a fire and check for hot spots, that'll save a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we had one of our firefighters brought one out to a fire, and it was really cool. It was the first time I was able to see one in action, and it was very handy, something I'm going to have to look into.
I know you're a torch kind of guy. I've seen your videos, and so you enjoy what you do, but you also take it serious. And prescribed burns and wildlife, whether they're private or public land, how does that help the wildlife?
The native wildlife in this part of the world, you know, they depend on it. This habitat is made to burn. That's why when we don't have prescribed fires for so long, the wildfires are so intense, is this habitat it grows to burn. It's what it's set up for. So having that, you know, prescribed burn interval of, you know, once every 4 to 5 years is critical for just keeping a healthy habitat. When you have a healthy habitat, the wildlife benefits from it. Quail, turkey, deer, all of them.
All right. Let's switch over to your other job. What's the latest? How was the deer harvest at Pack Saddle in Ellis County?
It was good. You know, this year was, with it being a leap year, we had that 2 weeks of quail season before the deer rifle season. So some guys were pretty worried that all the quail hunters would drive the deer away, but that definitely wasn't the case. They still harvested quite a few. You know, normal harvest year, saw some pretty good bucks taken off of several of the WMAs. You know, we changed our licensing this year. We weren't sure how that was going to affect usage, but we still had, you know, lots of people come out. The usage was just like it always is, so that was nice.
I think that new licensing deal took a lot of thinking out of the process. You buy a rifle deer license, and all your tags are there already. You don't have to wonder if you bought a doe tag, or, you know, you don't have guys like James Edward and those guys and his buddies up there in Ellis and Roger Mills County messing with you all the time.
Yeah, not if you're doing everything right.
Yeah. They're looking for them persons that don't do it right.
And they'll catch them. They do a great job. Those guys work pretty hard.
Yeah, I ran into them when I was quail hunting with you up there on opening day. I was like, golly, can I not get away from these guys?
Yeah, well, quail hunting has been great this year. You know, right now with it being a little bit dry, the humidity's a factor for the scenting conditions with dogs, but guys are still finding them. you know, averaging anywhere from 5 to 10 coveys a day on public property. So it's a pretty good year.
Yeah. Well, Marcus, I got to take a break. I appreciate you taking your time out to come talk to us about the new fire truck at Crawford Fire Department. And looks good. Oh, I hope you guys don't have to use it, but when you do, you look good anyway, won't you?
That's right. We just appreciate the support from everybody. It's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When we come back, I'll have your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather update for you, brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today, follow us on Facebook, come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do oil field companies have accounts with you, with the tire shop?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of times their travel is in rougher terrain, so they need a little different set of tires, a lot of heavier tires. We keep majority of those in stock. A lot of oil field companies come to us for tires because we carry them in stock, and they're always a heavy apply, you know, what they're needing. Because most of the time when oil field companies need them, they've waited till the last minute. Or they've traveled on a job and got back and realized my tires are that bad, but I'm going back out on another job tomorrow. I don't have time to order them. Most people can wait a day, but a lot of times they can't because the next day they may be in Illinois. They need them now. So we keep a big majority, and that's the reason we get a lot of their oil field business. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all 7 Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Me and Marcus about talked too long. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. Mangum, 50 degrees, dew point 34, humidity 54. The winds are out of the south at 3 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 50 degrees. Sunset at 5:38. 57 today, 28 tonight, 53 tomorrow. Also, Greg Allen texts me, our guest speaker at the meeting at the Activity Barn, Beckham County Activity Barn for the Prescribed Burn Association, John Weir, OSU president of Oklahoma Prescribed Burn Association, will be the guest speaker there. And I was just looking, Custer County, Ouachita County, Greer, Harmon, and Jackson County do not have prescribed burn association. So if anybody's interested in starting one of those, I bet that can be done pretty good. Ouachita and Custer County, I'm surprised about that. Mangum and Jackson and or Mangum, Greer, Harmon, and Jackson don't have one. So if you want to get one started, they're a good thing. I'm telling you guys, they're a really good thing to have. All right, well, I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. God bless and Happy New Year.